For me to be a saint means to be myself. Therefore, the problem of sanctity and salvation is, in fact, the problem of finding out who I am and of discovering my true self. Trees and animals have no problem. God makes them what they are without consulting them, and they are perfectly satisfied. With us, it is different. God leaves us free to be whatever we like. We can be ourselves or not, as we please. Good morning, pilgrims and followers on the holy path of life. 11:21. It's a very promising day. So the next, the next 3 days should be very nice. And then we have, actually it's saying now, there could be chances of rain on Thursday. So I'm not sure, but at least until Thursday. And then we're going to get too cold again. So today I'm going to do, kind of going to go toward Martos again on a long one. Since I'm not going to Mercadona, and I guess you're coming with me. I'm gonna start with that. I guess yesterday. I enjoyed putting the weight on yesterday. I enjoyed taking the pack off, but I enjoyed. I'm realizing that. Kind of, you know, getting used to that inconvenience, you know, that extra weight. And of course, it's not like I have to carry it with me all the time. So, but anyway, enjoyed that. I did the lentils yesterday. That's right. That's what I did. Took a very nice nap again. My naps are very, very nice. I've let go of the idea about how long they should last. I'm laying down until I'm ready to get back out. You know, it's like Anthony's life. You know, yeah, it feels right. You know, maybe there's still some growing up to be done in me. Who knows? Anyway, then I chose to go to the library. I watched this thing about this Canadian hockey player. I was considered to be a messiah, I guess. I don't know anything about hockey. Actually, it looks horrible to me, that sport. You know, the physicality and all that stuff. Just not my cup of tea. Anyway, but it was a short one. And then while I was going on, at the same time, I was kind of looking at, looking at some search, looking at, well, I really like the Coen brothers. So I'm like, okay. You know, so I'm going to watch again. It's been, I think it's from the 90s, right? Miller's Crossing. So we'll see. I don't get all of their movies, but I really liked many of them. Anyway, so I get some of that, and then I find some other one. And there was one called Horrible Bosses with Kevin Spacey, Jason Bateman, which for whatever reason, I can't stand him. I can't stand that guy, which is weird. It disgusts me. I don't know. This kind of pretty. I don't know what it is. There's something about him. I think it feels fake, you know, which I know is very funny, talking about a Hollywood actor. But I don't know. I just, like in Hancock, I don't really just, I do not like him. But anyway, so I started to watch that movie with Jennifer Aniston too. Very sexy in that movie. They sure know how to do it. And it looks like she had fun playing that role. And I kind of stopped the movie along the way, and I realized I'm not going to finish it. It's a piece of shit. Horrible Bosses. It's kind of one of those Hollywood, just kind of clean, kind of, you know, some good lines, but it doesn't come together. It's like, to what end? Oh, there's his dog. Running after the scooter. Getting his workout. Anyway, so it wasn't going to be much of a sunset yesterday because of the clouds in the distance, but I still got up on a hill. a couple of minutes. I didn't stay there long. I didn't feel like staying. It was getting cooler too. About a minute. And yeah, get on the same routine in the evening. My kanji, and then I read that Swiss guy novel. It is readable. It is readable, I have to say. It is kind of enjoyable in a way, the ride. Sounds like it's going to be enjoyable. We'll see what the denouement is like. But anyway, ooh, I'm glad I got my mid layer on. It's feeling chilly here. So it should be very, very nice by the afternoon, though. And I have the feeling in the next 10, 20 minutes I'm going to start to build up warmth. But anyway. And so I went to bed, you know, around 9, my typical time. And so this morning, as you can see, I have a couple of quotes, one from Vivekananda, the second one. You know, the idea of the myopic understanding of the incomplete one, or wanting to bend things to our own understanding, not even realizing that this is so silly, you know, or the belief that ours is better. This intolerance, or sometimes I think an incapacity, you know, we're not capable to appreciate that there's really more than what we can grasp. And then Thomas Merton talking about the idea of being, you know, to express the fullness of your being, which I guess in a way, the way he expresses it, you know, it's kind of honoring God in a way, because you were made to, through that identity, individuality, to express God in a way that nobody else can. And, you know, like on some of what I'm going to record in Thomas Merton's, like this quote, some of it I'm like, I wasn't a big fan of everything, but I kind of liked kind of the general idea. So, disclaimer, not all the quotes that I'm going to record are completely approved by Anthony's Ethic Committee, you know? Anyway, but yeah, there was something about it, food for thought, you know, that I liked about that. Anyway, so a good morning again, you know, my the breakfast. Oof, so good. I had a big bowl of the last of the lentil from the last batch, so it was a one ladle extra, no problem. I guess maybe I needed that because I don't feel, yeah, maybe I did. Maybe I wanted a little more because most mornings after I'm done with the breakfast, I'm still hungry. So, you know, and that's two nice toasts with the hummus, the guacamole, the bowl of oatmeal, the fruit, and the nuts, and the spices, and then one hard-boiled egg, one orange, two small bananas, platanos. Sorry, I just had this thing here. And let's go with it. This older fellow here sits on the bench. And no, Anthony, don't do that. And so he's basically finishing a drink, more than a clear beer, and throwing it in front of him. It's a little kind of a patio kind of place here, square. And I could feel the part of me getting self-righteous, kind of wanting to turn my head. I wasn't going to say anything, but you know, you can, with body language, you can express quite a bit. Warning for chupa chupa. So I was like, no, do not do that. Don't even look. Don't insinuate anything. No innuendos. You know, you're not in a place. You know, what this guy's doing is wrong. I don't like it. That's fine. But, oh, there she is. Okay, I can see her. She saw me. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? Oh! ¿Qué pasa? Hola, hola. ¿Qué? 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 ¿Qué, qué, qué? ¡Qué pasa, pasa, pasa! ¡Run, run! ¡Run! You got a little over a week left of those hot dogs, and I'm going to have to find something else for you. I don't know what. I don't want to bother them anymore.
Yes. Yes, you got to try. Yes.
Get back there.
Get.
All right. That's good. So I know that you are on the same page. Okay. No. 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 Ah! Oh, you're losing it. Let's do it again. No. 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 Okay. Okay, that's it. That's good. Look at the finger. Okay. Good job. Okay, you know that you're getting it, so you're less worried about it. Repetition, repetition, repetition. No. No. Okay. I'm pushing it. I'm pushing the envelope. No. No. That's good. No. Okay. Good. She stopped herself. She misread. I'm putting it through the fence now. And she's waiting. You wait. No. 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 Okay. All right, the last one. And then chupa chup. Chupa chup. You're so pretty. You're very pretty. No. 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 Okay. You're so good. You're so good. Yes, yes, yes. Chupa chup. Anyway. Love you, girl. You know, my glasses on. I'm not really looking at you. Or you can see me. See you tomorrow. What was I? About the Merton quote, this kind of struggle, you know, this path on discovering oneself, fulfilling one's duty, you know. Ramdas talks about that in Hinduism, talks about, you know, Dharma, you know, to find one path, Ikigai in Japanese. Which is actually the kanji for life, I think. Well, I'm not sure. E actually is one symbol, and then you have the ki, the hiragana ki, and then ga, e. And so, you know, or your vocation. And everybody basically, you know, everybody's imperfect, flawed, you know. Everybody's blinded, you know. Everybody's triggered. Everybody carries his cross. Then the question is, which path do you take? And how do you choose that path? Attitude determines altitude. You know, why do two people facing the same situation get something completely different out of it? You know, you can't be blaming that on a situation. So it is a filter. It is the experience and how you choose to experience what's coming in. The story you have, the fairy tale about what it is, whether you're a warrior or a victim, you know, poor me, it's wrong, you know, that should not have happened, or why, you know, instead of, okay, then how do I spin that? How do I make this horrible thing palatable? You know? I was just thinking just now, actually, I never thought about that before. You know, when I hear about the middle way, you know, the Buddhist, you know, to avoid extremes, you know, to be mild-mannered, to be, you know, to be calm, to be more closer to your center, to avoid the extreme. And of course, one of the beneficial side effect, I guess you would call, beneficial effect, I guess, because side effect technically, I think in the US, it's more like negative. But one of the beneficial effect is that, you know, suffering changes. It's transformed the quality of it, the duration and the intensity. You know, you're still going to have suffering. That's part of life. But it's just not quite the same. But the other thing that comes to the happy, happy moment, you know, when you're on the top of the roller coaster, it's like, wow, it's amazing, you know, then that also changes. So it's not just one thing. And I wonder if as of late in my life, there's not a little bit of that going on, you know, there's not really anything that just gets me fired up. And maybe I am in this phase where I have to reinvent my inspiration, my reasons for doing what I'm doing, what I consider a good or great thing, you know, and recentering it away from the way it feels, you know, getting high, kind of feeling amazing, you know, and to become less dependent, for my well-being, for my state of well-being to not be as dependent as a stimulus. To become, I guess, more unconditional in a way. And of course, I'm saying that as an observant, as an observer, because, you know, whatever is going on in my life, I'm as clueless as you are. But there is this awareness, you know, that collateral damage of it, and that's undeniable for me. So in a way, there's still me feeling, you know, there's still me being affected by how I feel. But it's, things are becoming, I think, less of a big deal. Of course, I'm still in my cave. So, yeah, I'm still in my bubble here for a few more weeks, huh? Not too many. I still don't know exactly when Easter week is going to be, Semana Santa. I guess in Spanish it would mean Holy Week, actually. Interesting. La Resurrección. Yeah, I guess they call it Semana Santa, Holy Week, not Easter. Yeah, because Pascua, yeah, in Italian they have, interesting, so Spanish you may not have. I'm wondering if they have an equivalent for Pascua or La Pasión. Maybe Pascua is Pasión. Eh? I'm wondering if it's maybe that. Anyway, regardless. So, yeah. You know, things are quieter, things are calmer. You know, part of me wondering is like, am I wasting my time, you know, with what I'm doing my languages and yoga in the morning? You know, the way I do things, my intermittent fasting, or restricting feeding, I guess. Well, it doesn't matter, you get the gist, right? This idea that... So things are kind of going like on autopilot. Everything is kind of effortless. I really don't... I'm not hungry anymore. In the evening, you know. Yesterday I was thinking, coming home, I was a little off. And a part of me was talking about, oh, maybe we could go to the store. I have this tablet of chocolate here that I just bought that year earlier, of a hazelnut, Avellana. And I was like, no, I don't want to eat. I'm good. What's that going to do? You know, it's like, eh, let go. No, not making sense anymore. You know, and that's not going to make me happy. You know, so... You know, going to bed and the house, the quiet, you know, the spaciousness and the convenience. And of course, everything is going my way, right? at times I think about if there was somebody, if I had a guest, you know. And I really don't, actually, truth be told. You know, if somebody, well, I don't know. Who? I thought of Jenny, really. You know, there would be most likely nobody else. Where I am right now, that would be, yeah, I just, Alex, if somebody had a big thing going on, a crisis, and he needed to take off, and I'm like, yeah, come on down, I would host him, for sure. But anyway. So yeah, I look at that, and I'm like, I mean, in a way, facetious and spacious. I can see the different uses. It's a spacious argument because I know, number one, sustainability, and the way it feels day in, day out, there is a sense of, I feel like I'm being charged energetically when I'm doing those things in the morning. I think more so when I get up from practicing a language to go to do my asanas, I can feel something, and it feels good and it feels right, you know. So, but again, that skepticism, I don't think it's a problem, and I don't think it's actually, I think it's actually a good thing, you know, because we are never completely true. Or we never completely right on. You know, so there's always room for improvement, that I believe. Everything is always relatively perfect or good. So, you know, the fact that, you know, there's a barometer, it's like, oh, this is better than last time, doesn't mean it's perfect. Doesn't mean, game's over. That I don't believe in that. So, yeah, it's because it's overall, you know, so smooth. You know, and I have my few things, you know, of course, you know, when I'm horny. I was thinking, I don't know if I talked about that, but I've thought about that. So in Spanish, you would call it foy amigo, fuck buddy. And I was like, I think I'd be up for that. Because I realize, you know, when it comes down to my sexual fantasy, they don't actually make sense in a sexual context, per se. You know, my fantasy of a threesome, two men, one woman. Number one, I dislike the overwhelming majority of what's out there, you know, because I really like kind of the gentle, and more natural anyway. And that other stuff is just like, it is so violent, so aggressive. It's just so yucky. I don't know. But then I'm also like, really, if I had the opportunity, would I want to take part in that? You know? And I'm not talking about, let's say you have a special encounter and something happened chemically between maybe you and two other people and it just evolved naturally. That's different. But the idea of beforehand with, you know, a premeditated sexual act, you know, to fulfill this kind of fantasy. Truck is coming. And so, like, I don't think so. I think I would regret it, which is really weird. I'm like, and what is it? What is this thing telling me? What is the symbolism? Because it really turns me on. But I think that's it. That's where it ends. There is nothing else. I don't know. I'm still, you know, clueless when it comes to that. I'm still blindsided, and I don't know by what. That's okay. No rush. You know, it may not be something that's that important for me to resolve or to figure out, you know, there are other things. But I'm definitely mindful of it. And so, yeah, I was thinking, you know, to be in an area and to find somebody, and once in a blue moon we'd get together and kind of like a smoking pot once a month, you know. It's like you would need very little and it would always be amazing. And so thinking of that way. You know, to make really an event out of it. But it would have to be somebody with whom, you know, I would like to spend time, you know, that we would enjoy each other. So there would be that kind of foreplay, you know, happening, that you would actually enjoy being with each other. And I was like, I would be open to that. So maybe maybe you get a whiff of spring being in the air, you know, maybe. But I am, you know, I'm definitely a little more, as of late, a little more horny. It's definitely something that is still in me. And I guess I'm wondering if there could be a way to, for me to bring that to something else, to express it differently, you know, that kind of energy, you know, that kind of aspiration. Or is it just, that's just where it belongs? I don't know. I don't know. It's definitely something that I feel, I mean, it's not like I have very little practice. I mean, I've had some practice with sexual intercourse. I just, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, I would definitely consider that. Thinking about, you know, why I'm here. it's like, I mean, and I love it here, but I'm like, my goodness, if there was somebody here, you know, that I would meet and it would just click, you know, and it would just make sense. And yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. Like once or twice a month, no more than that. Once or twice a month, you know, and it would be the longing, you know, there would be the scratching and the itching and the, you know, the whole building up to that moment. And I can appreciate it. It's a tough one, but I can appreciate, you know, yeah, that kind of foreplay, you know, by design. A proposito. Anyway. But like I said, I'm really happy. I'm really fine by myself. But yeah, it is something that's hormonally, I guess, evolutionary, that it's definitely still alive. I don't think, honestly, that I don't think that much about it. I mean, obviously, you know, every day, but not like what you hear about, you know, guys think about sex all the time. I definitely don't anymore. I used to think a lot more about it, but where was I going with that? Yeah, I don't think right now I would have even much to invest. Like in terms of what I'm doing, it feels good, it feels important. So I want to keep, you know, the practice that I have. Not that it would require too much, but so yeah, it's not like, you know, it's not a necessity, it's not really a lack. But it's something that just kind of floats around, you know, that meanders around in my mind and that I'm aware of. But it's, of course, nothing that rubbing one out doesn't solve, at least for the time being. So that's definitely the remedy for that. El remedio, la cura, la cura temporanea. Temporaria. Maybe it's temporaria. Anyway, hold on. Crossing the major road here. Okay. Yeah. So, and goodness, you know, with anybody's imagination, where we go, what we do with that stuff. And of course, you know, what I'm about to do, what I'm about to embark on, it's even less likely, you know. I mean, in all fairness here, it's definitely unlikely. You know, small town, I would say it's possibly trickier, because at least as far as statistics are concerned, because everybody knows everybody's business, you know. So there is kind of a fight, a struggle for privacy and some things. Or even thinking, I was thinking yesterday about stars, you know, like movie stars that may have desires that they can't fulfill. They can take a chance, because if they get outed, they're done, you know, because there are expectations about those guys. It's all silly, the whole thing about stardom, but it is, you know. If you're going to play that game, well, be ready for it, because those are the rules and you're not going to change them. It's quite strong. Anyway. So that's for that. So today we're looking at around 12, I think. 12 or 13, maybe. Yeah, it's already better now. It's mostly sunny. anyway. And tomorrow when I go to Rhein, it's going to be the warmest, around like 15 or 16. So that's going to be a very nice day. And my goal for tomorrow is to actually at least do one run through those windows. So, but ideally would be to do them all. So to go, just do a wipe on all of them to get that dirt. And then to go run with my solution vinegar. And then to use those two rags to make them shiny. And then I would have to lower the shade or the las persianas because we might get some rain. And I don't want that rain to spot it. No quiero que la lluvia manche las ventanas. Here you go. Here's the use of the subjunctive. I don't want, because I don't want it to become subjunctive, the verb. Because it's not about me doing something, it's about something else. It's about the rain. Anyway. So, that's kind of the idea. Coming back from driving from Rhein, I don't know why those things really wear me out. And we'll see, you know, because I might possibly... What's this guy doing? He's doing a walking back. He's holding his walking stick. And he's doing backward uphill. Zigzag walking. Anyway, I guess everybody has their own. What? The guy's out and walking. I was thinking too about an old fellow. I don't know his name. You heard me say hello to him yesterday. It's very cute. Very cute old man. And I'm like, am I looking at myself? You know? Am I looking at myself? In the future, is that Nostradamus talking to me? You know, not that the guy has always been single, you know. Anyway, he has a cute smile, he has a nice smile. I like his smile. Anyway, so it's a beautiful day, definitely feels like spring. Well, I mean, we've had those few nasty days, but even those, you get those in the spring. So, like I say, winter has been over. If it came at all here this year, as far as I'm concerned. There's a guy with a trailer and a dirt bike going with Flatur Martos, which is where I'm going. Well, his direction. Yeah, I'm glad I put that. Where is it? It should be like, yeah, it's an R. I think it's R4, Patagonia. Gear. This one shows really no serious sign of wearing, and it's going to be around 20 years. That is an old piece of clothing, so it's really, really, I mean, Patagonia. I will have to think about that, actually, if I buy another piece of, anyway, piece of clothing. Not for like shirt, t-shirts, I'm not sure about those. I think most brands, but Patagonia really does. Well, I used to, at least. I don't know now anymore if it's the same standard as it used to be. It seems that most companies always struggle with efficiency, you know, and crossing that line where it becomes perjudicial, becomes kind of productive, right? Or it hurt them. Damaging. Perjudicial. Yeah, damaging. Anyway. And we have all those yellow flowers. I guess this is one of the plants that makes those guys having to treat around the olive trees because they grow quite tall. You know, they'll grow like, they might grow to 1 and 2 meters, it looks like. So they can look like they can get quite big, quite tall. It's very pretty. That little field here, bordering, edging the Camino, and then you have the olive tree on the other side. But yeah. Those guys have to protect the water for the olive trees, so they can't let the grass and all that stuff drink it up. Yeah, this struggle with the environment, huh? This play, this wrestling with nature, you know? I guess wrestling with life in general. Anyway, so... Gratitude for a full belly, for a clean, rested body, for having that space. Grateful, of course, for pillar to, through whose generosity I'm able to rejuvenate myself in a funny way, you know, that I don't, meaning I don't understand, you know, not being sarcastic here, just so very, very grateful. She's somehow part of that triangle, that trifecta. It's affecting me. So where I am in my life right now, it's where I'm overall anyway, it is really my life for quite a while now, has really been pretty sweet. Pretty sweet, I have to say. So let's see what today brings. How's the news? What did I hear? Oh yeah, that Oregon is looking at criminalizing again direct possession. I guess having trouble with the legalization, it looks like. And what the whole thing with Israel and Palestine, the Gaza Strip. What else was in the news? I forgot there was a country where they have issue with, is it Haiti? Where they have issue with violence with the gang. Anyway, kind of listening to the news. So, pretty, nothing surprising, let's just say. Oh, we have water running down here. Yeah, coming down this way. Anyway. I think that's it for me, guys. So, what looks like a very nice, unmuddy area, I'm gonna leave you be. And peace and love. Until next time.
The philosopher thinks the difference between bondage and freedom is only caused by knowledge and ignorance. To him, knowledge is a goal, and his practicality is gaining that knowledge. The worshipper's practical religion is a power of love and devotion. The worker's practical religion consists in doing good works. And so, as in every other saying, we are always trying to ignore the standard of another, trying to bind the whole world to our standard.